Hey everyone, welcome back to the Life by Taylor podcast where we learn and grow together. Today's podcast episode is going to be the last podcast episode for 2023, and I thought it would only be fitting that we talk about how we're ending this year and how we're opening this next chapter and how we can really prepare ourselves to have an incredible year in 2024. If you're anything like me, you go between the understanding that a new year is simply a concept and January 1st is no different than December 31st. At the end of the day, it's just another day. And if you're living in the present and you understand how much days and months and time can really just be an idea and a concept that we buy into, that's one way to approach this new year. But on the other hand, the best years of my life were the years that I embraced and really let myself see the magic in this collective fresh start. I really think that everything is about our own perspective. It's not that the new year is something that I think is objectively significant or objectively life-changing for every single person, but I do think that this collective energy of people all over the world collectively holding hands and saying, now we're starting a new chapter, is energy that you can really take advantage of. And you can ride that wave and make the most out of that experience to really manifest and create a life that you want to live. I do think it's funny because, of course, when I set goals and intentions at the beginning of a year, it's not like I remember them throughout the entire year. It's not like in December, I'm really thinking about what I manifested the December before or what I was thinking about and what I worked on and what I was talking about or what goals and resolutions I set for myself. But the last time I had a really incredible experience using the time before the year ended to really get clear on what I want the year before was between 2021 and 2022. 2022 was an incredible year of growth for me in every area of my life, externally, I would say, mostly, where I accomplished so many things I wanted to accomplish. And the year before that ended, I was in Hawaii at the end of 2021, and I really took the last week of the year to sit with myself and get clear on what I want and really set intentions and visions for what I wanted to get out of 2022. The beauty in that is that even if that experience of sitting down and preparing and getting clear on what you want will only lead to results in the first quarter of the year, those results will have a snowball effect throughout the rest of your year. So I'm not here to sell you on some idea that if you get clear on what you want at the end of the year, then your whole year is going to be based on what you do the week before this year ends. What I am saying is that the energy of the end of the year and the energy of a new year starting is valuable and can be used if you choose to use it. So if you do choose to use it, I'm going to share my tips and my advice for how you can do that best. As someone who tries to live in the present more than anything, I do think that there is something that's really important about having an exciting vision for the future. A vision that you're not attached to, but a vision that does excite you. Something to aim for, something to strive towards. I do think that as human beings, we do need a sense of hope and we do need a mountain to climb for a healthy life. Something that I've noticed actually in relationships, my friends' relationships, my own relationship, is that a lot of the times relationships can get really, really, really challenging when two people do not have a shared vision for the future, where their visions don't meet at any point, or they have a really hard time imagining something, a mountain that they're climbing together. So if you are in a relationship, I would also say that it's important if you do have a partner who is willing and open to try and do things like this, to also get clear on your goals as a couple for the year and a vision for yourself in the next year as well. I find that it's something that really does help change the entire energy around my relationship when my boyfriend and I have an aligned vision for what our future can look like. So it's important to live in the present, but our relationship to the future really does matter. And we need to have something, just anything to look forward to and to aspire to. Doesn't mean, again, that we want to live there fully. And we don't want to get sucked into that where we're so caught up in the vision that we forget to live life in the present. But that vision does have power. Now, the past has power too. Our past is important to recognize and see our effort in the past, to learn from our experiences in the past, to gain wisdom from our mistakes, and to really have an honest look at who we are and what we've been through and what experiences we've had. So in order for us to prepare for this new year, I think it's really important to look at this past year. And I'm going to share a little bit about my 2023 because, again, that's how this podcast goes. I share my personal experiences with the hopes that people can relate and gain something from my lived experience. And the reason that we do this is because it's important to, in a way that's not judgmental, okay? It's in a kind way, looking at the past, saying, this is where I could have been better. This is where I want to celebrate myself. This is where I'm really proud of myself. This is what this past year was for me. And how do I want to step into this new year, taking certain things with me and leaving some things behind? So 2023 for me, I will say, is a year where it's hard for me to recognize my growth and my progress because most of my accomplishments, most of the things that I can be proud of are inner things. The year before that was a year full of external accomplishments, followers and money and love and traveling, and a lot of bucket list things happened in 2022. Which, by the way, in 2022, I took a whole week to myself in Hawaii to prepare for 2022 and really sat with my vision and my intentions and the energy that I was going into the year with. And the momentum I built at the beginning of 2022 changed the entire year for me and opened doors and opportunities and created a life that I couldn't even dream of before then. At the end of 2022, I hosted and taught the method and the things that I did the year before, but I don't think I was so focused on my own process and how I'm going into 2023. I was going through a lot of really difficult emotional experiences, and this whole year was actually a really challenging year for me of growth in ways that are less sexy and less exciting and really not so measurable. It's really hard to say, oh, I love myself this much more than I did last year, or I healed this part of my past this much more than I was healed last year. So it's actually harder for me to sit and celebrate the things that I've accomplished this past year. But when I was really honest with myself and I looked at pictures from this past year and I looked at different milestones and journal entries that I had the past few days as I prepared to make this episode, I remembered, wow, I actually hosted my live event this year and I actually went to therapy consistently this year and I invested more money than ever in coaches and practitioners to help me really sit with very difficult and dark things from the past that I avoided my entire life. So they may not be things that are so easy to sell and say, wow, I grew my account this much, or I did this, or I did that. But to me, sitting with myself, I realized there's a lot for me to be proud of. And on the other hand, I will say I had many failures this year, a lot of things that I thought I was going to improve and work on and grow and build that I actually completely neglected as I focused on myself. And again, fair, okay, fine, but still looking forward, I would like to change that. So I had a lot of goals to feel better with my body, heal my relationship to food, work out consistently, and that was not happening for most of this year. I was really much in vacation mode for most of this year. I was traveling, wasn't really investing in my content seriously, in my business seriously, in my body seriously, in my health seriously. To be fair, I didn't have a stable environment. I really didn't have the safety that I needed to thrive and build and grow, which I'm understanding now that I do, how important that is. So now that I do, I am starting to work out and do all these things. But again, I think my main theme for 2024 is do hard things and do them consistently. And how important it is in life to make boring, right choices consistently. It's so much harder than falling off of the horse and getting back on the horse. And I'm someone who loves a new year, loves a new week, and loves a fresh start because I love getting my shit together. A lot of people have an addiction to that process of like not having their shit together and then getting all their shit together, organizing their space, pa 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 pa, all of a sudden thinking of how they're going to change their life. That's a really exciting, exhilarating feeling. What's really less exciting is continuing and maintaining that and building slowly and in a very boring way. Actually, the middle part of that journey is very boring. And this year for me is about, let's see what happens when I just stay on the path, making the boring right choice consistently, doing the hard thing consistently. And I'm really, really excited because I have a feeling that I'm going to see results I've never seen before. I'm very good at growing fast and losing fast and making things and building things and then letting them go. So that is my theme for this year. The theme for my 2024 is based on how my 2023 went and looking at it honestly and really being able to say, you know what, you did a lot of great things, but you didn't really stick to many things and you didn't do many things consistently over time and you were really all over the place. And with so much compassion for myself from this past year and understanding the circumstances and the context, things have changed and I'm in a place where I can improve that dramatically. So looking at this past year, I think it's really important to celebrate yourself and also to give yourself some fair, loving criticism. Where could I have done better? What was the overlying theme of this year that I think was the obstacle to helping me get closer to where I want in whichever area of life you want to focus on? If you're like me and it applies to all of the areas of your life, even better. And you can really take this and look at each area of your life individually and ask yourself these questions. I do think that if you are serious about getting clear on this new year, it is important to take time. It's not something that you can do in 20 minutes. Really give yourself this time and the space to break down how you recap and review this past year for yourself. For 2024, this is my method for this year. This is how I'm going about it. I am writing down everything I want for this year, but more importantly, I'm focusing on why I want it because it gets me really fucking excited to think about the why. And in my new group program, where I'm going to be teaching people how to get clear on their unique gifts and talents and light so that they can share it with the world and teach them how to do that, I created this exercise that I'm going to share with you now called the Daily Why. And throughout the program, they're going to have to write down every single day why they want to do these things, despite the doubts they have, despite the fears they have, despite the resistance that they are going to feel. If I'm procrastinating showing up online or I start to convince myself that I hate social media, I write down why I actually do want to show up on social media, what I gain from that. When I start to get in my head about not working out and not wanting to go to the gym and getting lazy and blah, 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 I should rest today, whatever. I get clear on why I actually do want to show up. Why? What is the real fucking reason? What is the real reason I want to get up and go to the gym despite the resistance and the lack of energy and motivation? So for this year, I'm writing down my goals with a focus on why I want them, which, by the way, is what I did before 2022. In order for me to make money, I had to get clear on what I'm going to use that money on. And when I wrote down that I want to buy my mom a birthday gift and I want to travel and I want to be able to afford a course that I wanted to take and I wanted to take my friend out for dinner and I wanted to do all these things, those things excited me more than money itself. And the same goes for taking my health seriously. I gained a lot of weight in 2023, physical weight, and probably because of the very deep emotions that I was feeling and the fact that food has always been my coping mechanism. I don't think it's a coincidence that both of those things happened in the same year, but I gained a lot of weight. And for me, when I go to the gym, I really try to remind myself, why do I want to do this even though I don't feel like doing this? Like, why do I actually want to go? Why am I trying to lose weight? What is the reason? What do I gain from this? And when I sit down and I get clear on the fact that I will feel happier as a person getting dressed every morning, that I will say yes to more social events, that I will be more pleasant to my partner, that I will be more kind to the world in general, that I would make more content, that I would do so many more things if I felt good in my body, that gets me to get up and go to work out. So every single thing you want for 2024, I want you to really focus on why you want it in detail. What are all of the things that come with that thing that you want? Don't just write, I want to travel more. I want to grow my Instagram account. Why? Why do you want to travel more? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do there? Why do you want more followers? What are you going to do when you have them? How would that change your life? Focus on your why for every single goal you have for 2024. Another thing that I think is really, really powerful when we set goals, and I find this, that's why I hire coaches, that's why I have a coach, because when you are seen and witnessed and you speak these things out loud to another person and they are there to listen and watch you say it, not just you and yourself and your journal and your room, it is really, really powerful because subconsciously you're almost like aware of the fact that there's someone else who knows what you truly want. And some people don't realize how hard it is to claim their desires and claim their dreams and say them out loud and admit them in the presence of other people. So you can do that with someone close to you if you get together and you get prepared for this year. Me and my boyfriend are going to do it together this year. And the last tip I want to give you is probably the most important tip that I have in this podcast episode, because I'm a huge believer in the importance of inner work, but there is nothing that I think is more important than actually just taking action, getting out of your head, not just sitting with your journal all day long and doing affirmations all day long, but really just getting out there and getting shit done despite the fear, despite the anxiety, despite the resistance, because really just taking action is so important. So in order to do that in a way that makes sense, after you write down all of these goals, all of these things that you want, why you want them, after you share them with someone, I would say rank them from most important to least important and take the first three. And with those first three, ask yourself, what is a milestone that I can achieve by the end of January? And only focus on that, because momentum builds momentum. And if you want help doing this, if you want to be witnessed in your goals, if you want to share your goals, and if you want me to ask you all of the right questions to get clear on what 2024 will look like for you if you have the best year, I am going to be opening a few slots to help people. Because I was asked by a few of my clients, I decided to make this an opportunity open to my audience, my community, and to you guys as well. There will be a few slots open for people to work with me in the next 2 weeks for a one-time 60-minute call where we can do this together and prepare for 2024 with me coaching you and supporting you in that process. So to wrap up this podcast episode, yes, January 1st can just be seen as another day, of course, but it can also be used, and we can choose to bring the magic to things. We can choose to see the magic in things and experience that magic. And if you do choose to do that, I think that it's really, really powerful, just because, again, that collective experience of so many people doing it with you. And if you do it, I'm just going to break this down simply again in case you just want to get a pen and paper and write this down. First, reflect honestly and lovingly on the past year. What did you do well? What are you proud of yourself for? What are things that are accomplishments that maybe are not easy to see or measure, but that you know that you went through or that you know that you accomplished? In the same way only you can know what you should be proud of, you're the only person that truly knows where you could have done better. And you have to be honest with yourself about what you could have done better and what you need to improve and what patterns you have that you need to break. Second, get specific on what you want, but most importantly, on why you want it. What do you want and why do you want it? What are the real, real reasons that you want to work out? Don't just write, I want to exercise. Like, I want to work out at least 5 times a week because X, Y, and Z. I want to make X amount of money by this point of the year because I want to be able to do X, Y, and Z. It's really, really important to do that. Prioritize your goals, rank them from most important to least important, and take the three top most important ones and set milestones that you can accomplish to get closer to those goals by the end of January. Maybe it's one step forward, but it's really important to focus on what you can actually get done instead of focusing on these like really high-end goals that feel like they're unattainable and unachievable. Five is bring them out of your head, okay? Bring them out of your head and bring them into life and take them from your head. Maybe you need to write them down first, get them onto your journal, bring them into the physical world. But then even further, I want you to share them. If you don't have anyone to share them with, literally post them online. It's honestly one of the highest things that can hold you accountable. But just sharing them, being witnessed in your desires is so powerful. And if you would like me to do that with you, then you know where to find me. You can DM me on Instagram. You can click the link in the podcast description to book a call with me. And I would love to do that with you. And the last one, I didn't say this on the podcast, is to visualize that success. Give yourself time, take some time, be in a safe space for yourself. Maybe it's in nature, maybe it's in the bathtub, maybe it's just sitting on your couch, to visualize what it will feel like to actually succeed at the things that you're imagining for yourself and that you want for yourself. And that is it For the Life by Taylor podcast in 2023, I'm so excited to show up consistently for you guys and for myself in this new year and see what happens. I'm excited to support you all in your goals and support you in any way I can. I'm really focusing on investing in my business in a way that will benefit everyone who is in the sphere of influence of my community. And I just want to thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast episode, for sticking around, for being there for me in my good moments and my bad moments, where I show up more, when I show up less. It really does remind me that there is a place for me in this world. And I want to continue to encourage you to know that you have your place in this world, that there is a space for you to show up in this world as well. Thank you so, so much. I hope you have a beautiful and happy new year. And the next episode will be in the beginning of January. Love you all.